At this time, I'd like to ask Brother Jim Parkinson to unmute and to read the morning resolve.
Okay, I cannot put video on, but I can unmute. So, for November 19th, today, let us watch and be sober, 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Let us watch in the sense of taking careful notice of all the directions which the Lord our God has given us, respecting what would be acceptable service to Him. Let us watch ourselves, striving to walk as nearly as possible in the footsteps of the great high priest. Let us be sober in the sense that we will not be frivolous, that while happy, joyous in the Lord, free from the anxious cares that are upon many others, through misapprehension of our Father's character and plan, we may nevertheless be sober in the sense of earnest appreciation of present opportunities and privileges in connection with the Lord's service, not thoughtlessly negligent, letting opportunities and privileges slip through our hands to be afterwards regretted. Let us watch and be sober.
And I've also asked Brother Bob Brandt to read the morning resolve for us.
My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
Thank you, Brother Bob. I also had a hymn to close the testimony meeting with, so I will go ahead and start that one, which is hymn number 130, Earnest Watchfulness.
Yeah.
You have to. Okay. We are blessed this morning with our first speaker. It's Brother Brian Montag, and he has chosen hymn number 224 to open up his discourse with. So I'm going to apologize again for turning away from the camera all the time, but that's the computer that has all the hymns and so forth on it. So I have to turn around and start them from over there. So with that, hymn number 224, All of Thee. And at this time, I'd like to ask Brother Wilson Ndakwa of Kenya to unmute and to ask the Lord's blessing upon the convention today and also Brother Brian's discourse.
Thank you. Let us believe and pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to thank you for this opportunity you are giving us so that we can gather together through this wonderful opportunity, Zoom, when we are preaching the kingdom. I commit Brother Bryant in your hands because you chose him before the foundation of earth, that today and this time you will be the speaker of this meeting, our Heavenly Father. When we are in this time, our Father, Heavenly Father, we trust that when we gather together, the kingdom is near. When we see Israel fighting, when we see other people are enemies of other countries, economy of the world is failing, we know that the kingdom is near. I believe that our wonderful God, who gave us opportunity to understand from you, guide us with your knowledge. Guide us with your truth, our Father. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you for this divine love, our Heavenly Father. I believe you are wonderful, Lord. In the name of Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, I believe and trust. Amen.